Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to My Message Radio, This Little Light of Mine, indeed. The Holy Spirit has me lit up today, you guys, and I'm so grateful for you all tuning in. This is Turning Your Mess Into Your Message, and of course, I'm Erica D. Today's episode is going to be power-packed, considering last week's episode was canceled due to the enemy, the enemy just completely overwhelming me with anxiety and, actually everything that I, try to coach you guys on, I fell for. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. Let's see, what else is on the schedule today? I'm going to be reading for you guys the bigger picture. I wrote that blog in August of 2012, and we're going to be hearing a great song by Dr. Dog. They are what some people would say secular music. I just love music that inspires, and they're one of my favorite artists. So we're going to be listening to them during our musical minute. Stick around for the whole half hour. It's going to be really, really power-packed. I see Lee Kresser is calling, so let's get him on board here. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Erica. I'm calling from my cell phone because I wanted to listen to your topic, and I wanted to participate, and I know the line sometimes can get muddled, so I'll be calling back in a little bit on a different line. Would that be okay?
Absolutely. I'm so glad to have you.
Yes, and I want to listen to the content because I'm always interested, so if you could take me off of the participate but allow me to still listen, that'd be great, and that way
sure. If
people want to listen, there's no interference when they listen to the audio.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'll put you on the mute just while I do my whole intro, and we're going to pray. I'm not going to mute you during the prayer because, of course, if you'd like to add something, I'm not going to, I don't need to take the reins on that because obviously the Holy Spirit will lead. So I want to make sure if you have some prayer you'd like to add to go ahead and be able to do so. So let's start off today's program with our usual prayer to give God the glory and, of course, control of today's show. You guys all know that without God, I would not have a message. I would not have this show or a blog to even talk about. He's got a great plan for everybody's lives, and you guys can read about everything that I'm talking about if you're new to My Message Radio at brightstar2911.wordpress.com. So let's go ahead and pray real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the ability to open our eyes and to, have the opportunity to just come to you in our prayer, in our trials, in our blessings, Lord. Just the ability to be near you. The world is hard and tries to suffocate us, but if we just nudge a little closer to our Father, everything is the way it's supposed to be, and we breathe easy. So thank you for grace, God. Today's topic is grace, guidance, and the grave, and you have overcome through, just through you, we've overcome it all, and you overcame the grave for us. I ask for the Holy Spirit to just be really prevalent today. And I ask for those that are listening to be blessed and to have receptive hearts, non-judgmental minds, and for, of course, a smooth broadcast. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so today's topic is grace, guidance, and the grave. And the reason why I am titling it that, or calling it that, whatever, is because the last month, if it wasn't for grace, I would have been in a really bad spot. Well, I was in a bad spot, but if it wasn't for grace, I would not have come out on top once again to be able to share with you guys this message of triumph. If it wasn't for guidance, I would not have the wisdom of the word and the ability to, really marinate on God's word and get through this experience. And if it wasn't for the grave and the knowledge that Jesus overcame it, I would be in one. So all that said, I'm going to be reading you guys the bigger picture. Like I said, I'll go ahead and read that now, and I really would like to stress the fact that you guys, there's incidence and there's increase, And you can't have one without the other, okay? Incident is usually a situation that has dire consequences, okay? And increase is getting progressively better. The way that the Lord conditions us and refines us for betterment in all aspects of our life is through incident, okay? And usually when these things happen, we have an option to either eliminate or accentuate. And sometimes, you know, we go through hardships and we go through just really gnarly situations in our lives in order for God to really allow us to make those choices. Is there someone, something that we need, or some way of thinking we need to eliminate to get better? Are we stuck in the same, you know, lyric of a song and God wants us to start singing the next one? We can't ask God for things and not be willing to sacrifice in order to receive those things. So, I mean, it's great to say, I want more money, or I want a better life situation, or I want, but when the Lord presents the opportunities to really, you know, get those things in your grasp, you don't want to make the commitment to rearrange and change. So it's very important that we allow God to guide us. So that's where the guidance comes in. So let's just go ahead and read the bigger picture, okay? Jeremiah 9:23-24 says, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glorifies glory in this, that understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in this I delight, says the Lord. And it's true, you guys. We need to read this verse often. We stress ourselves and others out in our attempts at being so important. I mean, really, when we humble ourselves and give the glory and the responsibility to its proper, you know, proper recipients, we truly understand Jesus, okay? God deserves the glory and the responsibility to get us to walk out this plan that he's already devised for our lives. Life was not meant to be always easy, but loving God and receiving his grace by way of the Lord was never meant to be this hard, okay? There is nothing religious about being holy, okay? There is no set of rules or instructions on being holy. Bring yourself and your heart to the Lord and simply allowing him to be who he is at divine soul. So when we take all, you know, he takes all your broken and builds it into beauty. He takes all your crimson and washes it as white as snow, and that is holy. Jesus is holy, okay? And as a Christian, as a human being, people, we strive to be like Jesus, but we are not Jesus. So that takes a lot of pressure off of us in itself. God doesn't want anything from you except you. All the selfish and often downright disgraceful labels that people have created to think God love is just the world. Not a person who has really received Jesus could tell another that they don't qualify maybe next Sunday, okay? God loves you all, and Jesus saves us all, and not one of us has the right to tell another what God wants for them. He simply asks that we show up, that we're reverent, they're real, and that we respect. Someone claims to be Christ-like and keeps others from Christ, you really got to be joking. We are instruments of ministry and the good news, okay, the gospel. The word of God does not dictate. We are not dictators or wardens of heaven. God doesn't need us to be, you know, the warden. He is, okay? So God's love is already given. Nothing that you believe you have to do would be useful to God. That doesn't make us, you know, God's children or Christ-like. It does not pave the way to your salvation. Jesus Christ does. So he is the man, you guys, contrary to what narrow-minded, hardcore Christians would like to tell you. Jesus is the most compassionate, understanding, and adaptable man, I mean, just presence that we have, okay? God does, what God wants is what we don't think that he wants. He wants the messed up, the confused, the beautiful disaster that you were created to be in his design. So we are shallow, one-dimensional, you know, a lot of the times we don't even think about tomorrow, let alone today and its power. So the big picture is hard to see when you can't, right? Because we can't. It's not our intended view. However, if you look beyond the surface, you'll discover that that's where the Spirit resides. That's when you'll stop all the ridiculous rituals that some say is in his name. Just say his name. Let the real show God has in store for your life begin. Lights, camera, distraction, yeah, that's the world. God is not interested. Be a light for him and give him interaction. You're now seeing the bigger picture, the point of peace. That is all you need to work for. Inner peace is not an option. Okay, you doing a list of chores, criticizing is not a solution. God is worthy, Jesus allowed us to be. That's the beginning of a beautiful journey with yourself and him, and I promise that you will never want to come back from that. So be blessed, be a blessing, all else is vanity. And I'm not telling you it's going to be easy, I'm telling you it's going to be worth it. You know, you got to be willing to let go of the life you planned so as to have the life that is waiting for you. And Joseph Campbell says that. So that, of course, was the bigger picture. You guys can reread that and all other posts that are read on the air at my blog, my message, brightstar2911.wordpress.com. So, speaking of my message, you guys, let me give you a little update on my book campaign. I'm in no way, shape, or form close to my goal. Okay? Surprise! I'm not surprised. I have reached out. I have, you know, prayed out, cried out for others to take part in donating towards the publication of my first devotional called The Vineyard, God's Favor from Seed to Harvest. Those who know me and who are affiliated with all my social media are probably so sick of hearing this topic because I do, unfortunately, have to blast it out. I mean, the hardest thing to promote is yourself and your projects. So I apologize if I seem like spam, redundant. I'm not. But I do not apologize for doing God's work and trying to get the word of God out to those who are suffering. So if you guys can, I would really appreciate you to check out my project. I'm campaigning for 12 more days on faithlauncher.com in order to raise the publication cost of my very first devotional, The Vineyard, God's Favor from Seed to Harvest. It is comprised of these blogs that I just read you. That is one of them. It's comprised of 75 posts from my message in order to show the reader that no matter what season of life you're in, God is very much there and loves you, has a plan. Things get hard, but God is harder, okay? He wants you to push harder. He wants you to stretch yourself. He doesn't want you to be comfortable. He wants you to be, you aren't born to live in. You were born to lead in, and you are exceptional. That's why life is challenging, because you can defeat those challenges. You can beat those adversities if you just get real and get out of your own element. Not in our own strength, peeps. Let me tell you, been there, done that for a long time, trying to do it in my own strength. I ended up getting high because I couldn't even, you know, just to try to keep pretending that it was possible because logically I knew that I was doomed. So I got high so I could keep on with this facade, you know, and then the drug is just, the devil put me in the desert. So you just don't want to go through that. The best testimony is not having one, I'll tell you. And, you know, if I can spare one listener, one reader from methamphetamine use, heroin ridiculousness, giving your soul away to men, money, things, I mean, you name it, you guys, call me, talk to me. I don't preach, I promise. My message needs to be heard by those people who are currently drug addicts, by those people who are currently in a manipulative, abusive relationship. Nobody wants you to have hope. You think your manipulative boyfriend is going to let you listen to this show? No, but by my book coming out, by these different avenues, God will find a way to these people. So please do your part, you guys. No donation is too small, okay? The money's not for me. I don't want your money. This isn't like a campaign for Erica D. This is for people that are hurting. And if we know what that feels like, then why are we not contributing? I would help you if I could, and if you need me, I'm there. You know, this isn't about money. This is about the point, and we are here to help each other. So I love you. I hope that you guys can check out. You can read more about my project and what's going on via my blog, brightstar2911.wordpress.com. There's some blog posts there and links and all sorts of stuff. So anyways, let's get back to the subject at hand, and let's talk about grace. This week, this month, has been, ever since I started this book campaign, to be honest with you, has been a season for me. And like I talked about in my devotional, like I do talk about my devotional, the seasons as a human, as a Christian, that we go through are just like the seasons of the year. So, you know, I can sit here and talk about how, you know, God is there for you in all sorts of seasons, but how would I have that message to share if I don't experience those things? Okay, if this isn't a one-time, this is like forever, like God designed the seasons of the year. So with our lives, it will constantly change. I can be blessed for a small period of time, but don't think that that's going to be consistent. Get ready for the change. Just like you anticipate the winter when you know it's going to get cold or you know it's going to get hot, you prepare yourselves for the change and with the Word of God, I am seasoned in knowing that after the blessing comes the testing, vice versa. So, of course, with being very close to publishing my very first book, which has all to do with my favorite person, Jesus, and all of you, the devil, you think he's just going to sit there and let me get that finished without causing complete and utter chaos? Absolutely not, guys. Sorry. If you guys are doing something positive, if you're on the brink of something that's going to catapult you into the next stage of enlightenment, of your career, of a relationship, get real. These things are going to come to a harsh halt for a brief period of time. It's just expected. The Word of God helps us out, you guys. Seriously. Ephesians, all those things are really key in helping you guard yourself and your mind for these psych attacks from the enemy. I am seasoned. However, I fell for it myself, you guys. I'm not perfect. But let me tell you, I ran out of unemployment, which the Lord had received that from him. He said, you know, these extensions on your unemployment will only go as long as until your book is out there and starting to get promoted. So the second I started my book campaign, I got a letter saying, no more money, your benefits are exhausted. So although I had received that from the Lord, it's harder to walk out, right? Okay, we can sometimes discern things, but when it starts happening, that's when you really have to get out of your own head, because I didn't. I kept talking to myself. You guys know I missed my show last week. Like, that's selfish. I mean, I was so saying, I'm a fraud. How can I get on the air when I'm in crying and in tears because I have no food? I have no job, and I'm supposed to get on the air and tell my listeners everything is going to be just, no. But, you know, that, again, is me. It isn't about me, you guys. This is about you. This show is about those listening, and people need to hear what I'm saying. And Lee, you know, he had to go for a bit, but, you know, he prayed with me on the phone. He said, you know, next time that happens, Erica, you call me, because, you know, you need people that are going to tell you the right things. And this isn't about what I feel or my anxiety. God is consistent, you guys, and what I tell you is consistent. So whether I feel like a fraud or not, the words that I speak are very true, and you guys, and this is about you, it's not me. And a leadership position in any role, you need to be available to those that you're leading. And I'm looking to lead in. I was born to boom, and those that need God and rely on my show, you know, I need to be there. So I apologize for that. And but the enemy, like I said, I, Erica DiCarlo, who has the show, who has this blog, was also in tears. I mean, crying for days. I thought that I was going to be homeless, that my cats were going to starve. And I'm going, Erica, are you serious? Like, you know that God has been faithful. You've been through worse than this. Yet, I am a human being, you guys. And I struggle like everybody else. And, of course, I prayed with Lee within an hour or two after getting my mind right and back to God and you know, just really getting into the Word and getting the truth out. I started getting donations again for my book. I got a call back from Target. Hallelujah, Target, okay? This isn't some corporate amazing job that the world might think like, oh, wow, Target, great. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's probably going to be the best job. I don't care if I was working in a field, if I was working in a public bathroom. To somebody that is starving, that has no job, a job is a job. And I was thrilled, and I got hired. And you guys, I am so blessed. And the point is I knew that this would happen. God does not say that, you know, these things don't run out. Your resources do not go void because you're failing. It's time for a change. And I know these things, but I can relate to the fear of walking it out. I'm just letting you know that I've gone in the last month from $3.42, no job, no rent money whatsoever, no hope, no, Jesus, I blocked him out. I did it. This month, the world caved on me again. But once I pulled my head out from under my head and really gave it to Jesus, within 3 days, I had a full fridge of groceries. I have a full-time job at Target. I start next week. I have my rent paid for. Thank you, Jesus, for my parents who are, you know, not that don't give up. But that's what we do for each other, okay? So I'm just saying that this is, once again, grace, okay, guidance, and the grave is always waiting, open and with a shovel, because guess what? If you give in to that, you're going to get, I mean, it's just the devil's going to start just tossing on the dirt. And if you lie there and allow him to suffocate you to death with your own thoughts and your own action, plan of action, you will get buried alive. And I also have a blog called Buried Alive, and it is about the world caving in on you. This is not about me. This is not about you. But our quality of life is very much able to change if we give God the credit, give Jesus a chance to help you help yourself. I was listening to Dr. Dog. I don't know if you guys know who he is or they are, but I was going for a walk the day that I found out that I got a job, and I was, you know, just totally talking to God and letting him know that I was embarrassed for my behavior, because all of these things are self-controlled. It was all my fault. A lot of us think that God's responsible for our failures or our situations, but you guys, it's actually our fault. We don't know half of the things. I mean, a fraction. We know not what God has, you know. Jeremiah 33 says, you know, if you just trust in me, I will show you secrets that you would never know of things to come. And it's so true. What our feeble little minds can comprehend as success for ourselves are so small in comparison to what the Creator put us here for. We are like snowflakes. None of us are the same. We are all designed to make a difference. And that requires education. And I'm not talking degrees. I mean, to some extent it does. In my education, my wisdom comes from God. And you can only get that wisdom from reading it. And if you're suffering right now, I can guarantee you. If you're not a fan of the Bible, you know what? A lot of people aren't, because it's been misrepresented and people analyze it, whatever. Then come chat with me, because I'm not interested in preaching to anybody. I'm just interested in helping you. So if you guys are like anti, or you're not like a fan, or you don't understand or anything, I do. So that's what I'm here for. I'm here for you. You guys can call me. 949-214-8483. I don't care if you're a weirdo, come at me. I don't care if you're whoever. I'm not afraid to put my information out there so that way you can reach me. But regardless of what you're going through, guidance, grace, and the grave, those are your only options. If you refuse guidance, you can't understand grace. You won't receive it, because you won't accept it. And if you don't get the guidance, you go, that's the grave. Okay. Get the wisdom you need. Get the love that you deserve and that you have available to you. And surround yourself with positive people that aren't going to screw you up. Okay. I made a lot of bad decisions as far as company in my life. People are stasises. And what that means is they don't want your energy preceding them. They're very comfortable in their own little worlds, in their own little cruising it. They don't. But the second you start progressing, they're no. That's not right, because if you start progressing, they are accountable for progressing, and no one wants to do that when you're not interested in taking accountability. So people will pull at your coattails, and they will stop you from that. And then you get comfortable. But let me tell you, if you're comfortable, you're not learning, and if you're not learning, you're not excelling, and if you're not excelling, then you're not experiencing things. So whether it gets tough or not, God is enough, and I promise you guys. Like, look at me. I'm a sales associate at Target, barely scraping by, but guess what? My heart is full, my calling is clear, and I'm on my way. This is not what it looks like to the world. It's about what I know that God is doing in my life, because I'm letting him. So I really plead with you guys to be a part of this journey with me, and a lot of you guys know the screw-up I was before, right? Not a pretty picture. Okay, including my family, Aaron, DiCarlo, beautiful person. If you're listening, that's my twin, okay, peeps? Like, my own twin was like, ew, don't want to talk to you. I mean, really, what does it take to just get accountable and be a good person? This is about Jesus, okay? This is not about being a religion or being, I'm trying to convince you. I'm telling you what love is, and God is love. Jesus is the man, you guys, and this doesn't get any better than that. So let's listen to my really, like, different song. You guys, some of you probably be like, oh, my goodness, what is this song? But it's Erica D. It's weird. I'm weird. So here's Dr. Dog. The song is called From, and I interpret it as God. He is talking to God. He's talking about God and how he loves us. But what we do with that is up to us, so where we're from. So here it is. Enjoy.
Oh, my love, don't you leave me, 'cause I don't want to learn how to die. Oh, my love, and oh, my mind, you know I can't get over. 'Cause I can't even seem to get by. Oh my, my. And oh my land,
oh my land.
Oh, it ain't
beneath
me.
Beneath
me.
Blogtalkradio.com/my message. That should be up shortly. Lee, do you want to stay in chat for a few minutes more?
Sure.
Okay, cool. So for those that are tuning out, you guys, I wish you a very blessed and happy day. Please email me, call me in regards to this book campaign. Your donations, your blessings towards this project will not go unrewarded by the Lord, by me. I've got some great stuff going on for you. As far as rewards. So, but just your support in general is really all that, and prayer. I just need your prayer and the acknowledgement that, you understand what I'm trying to do. So you guys have a great day. God bless you. anything you need, I'm here if you need me. My message radio. Same time, same place next week. Lee, did you get a chance to listen to any of the episode, or were you in transit?
I was in transit, and my cell phone gave out for some reason, and then when I try to call back, it says there's nothing scheduled for 24 hours, and I said, that's really strange. That's what really happened. So, yeah, it is. And so then I got to my office at the house here, and I dialed it up, and I didn't have any problems. But I don't know what happened that I was not able to listen to the major part of the content, which I regretted, you know, because it's always good.
Well, because it's on – you can hear it. You can hear it later, Lee. You can re-listen to it from right there on the station. But
yep.
I think it was just probably the Holy Spirit's design. I didn't script this show today. I had started to yesterday and last night, but, you know, I just put my pen down because I really wanted the Spirit to lead, and I don't need today I really didn't need, like, an outline as far as this last month with what I went through. But yeah, it seemed to flow, I think, a little bit better than I would have if I would have tried to bullet point it, et cetera, like some I have to. But I read the bigger picture from my blog, and, you know, that revolves around Jeremiah 9 and where God is just telling us, you know, don't rely on your own wisdom and don't rely on your own riches and your own understanding, you know. I delight in these things and providing these things and doing these things. And, you know, we snuffed him out like I did last week when I canceled the show and, you know, had anxiety and things. You know, that's what results is a panic attack. And then you shut yourself out. But I did share with everybody how our prayer and how our fellowship and how you really, really helped me, Lee, with that phone call and really checked me and saying, this isn't about you. Like, you know, this is about the listeners and about what God's trying to do through you. That really hit me in a really profound way. And what a blessing that was, because you were right. What we do here isn't about me, what I feel, what I think. This is really about what God is trying to do, and he's consistent. So,
and that's exactly right. It's because God is, he takes the eminent place not only in a marriage relationship, but in friendships, in father-son, you know, siblings, grandparents. God takes the preeminent position.
Right.
And, you know, I've had days, and I explained that over the phone with you on a couple of occasions, that sometimes I sit and I just cry. I just feel like all the plugs have been pulled on the holes in the boat.
Right.
And I'm stinking fast. And I, you know, and sometimes it just happens, but I do know that God knows, he's got more fingers than I do, and he can plug holes in any boat.
Right.
And so, you know, when I reached out to you, it was because the Holy Spirit in me was reaching to you.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit always knows himself in other people. And it's
absolutely.
And that's how we can reach across, you know, 2,000 miles from me to California from Cincinnati. And,
right.
You know, those kinds of things. And I can pray for people in Japan and our missionaries in Fiji and in Italy and, you know, in Romania. We have missionaries everywhere. It's just amazing. And I was privileged to be at that point in time when I could reach out to you. So it's
oh, no,
good.
It's such a blessing. And that's what I was saying, like we talked about, you know, it's very important, like I said today on the show, you know, it's very important that you surround yourself with people that are in your corner and that are on the same wavelength as you and that are looking for your best interest, because, you know, a lot of these people are stasis, they're not around you to help promote or accentuate you. They're there, you know what I'm saying, it's like a sitting duck, you know, or a shark that waits for the right to. These people are very predatory, with false ulterior motives, and it gets, you know, you get so, especially in this line of work, in my experience, fortunately, thank you God, my life experience has made me not naive whatsoever, my discernment, you know, but you want to help other people. You put yourselves in positions to be taken advantage of if you're not careful, because being compassionate and humble is one thing, but being a doormat or an idiot is quite another. So I think it's very important that, you know, we are on, you know, we keep our hearts guarded by the word and the safety of God, Otherwise, you know, we put ourselves in these groups of people, but they're not looking for your betterment. They're looking just for, you know, or like a like or a Facebook like or a collection. People collect other people for their benefit, for to feel validated, you know. So,
yeah.
But with Christian fellowship, you know, it's such a blessing. Because if I didn't have you, Lee, if I didn't have Joey, you guys know Joey Burksa, if I didn't have Kristen Krusik, if I didn't have hardcore and my sister, if I didn't have people that understand who Jesus is and really express that to me in these times, I would be doomed because I would just be listening to what the world says, and that will kill you. So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, it can really drag you down. And one of the great things is that literally no matter how you feel,
right,
Jesus has been there before you in every feeling, in every situation, and because of that, it's his strength we rely on.
That's right.
And many times, you know, I was thinking of, you know, the time when the child was dead.
Right.
You know, the little girl was dead, and Jesus says, "Why are you all crying?" And
that's right.
They were mourning, and it said they laughed him to scorn.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "She's not dead." Now,
right.
Was Jesus lying because she had ceased to live? Well, Jesus never lied. God never lies.
Right.
He never tells deceptive things. And he went in and he took her by the hand and said, "Child, arise." And she got up, and that freaked everybody out.
Right.
Now, how would you like to be the child? How would you like to be the mother of that child? Talk about, you know, taking emotions on a titanic plunge.
Amen.
You know, Erica, you and I, we have been tried by fire with employment, different things. And some relationships. I've been married, you know, 37 years, been great, but it's not been always smooth sailing. But that doesn't mean it's wrong sailing.
Right.
You know, and that's the beauty, and that's why we reach out to others, even in our families and friends and across thousands of miles. And so, yes, you are 100% correct. We need those Christians around us who can sustain
us. Yeah, and the thing is if you don't have that understanding, right, then you don't have that hope. You don't have that anxiety relief. You don't have the knowledge that it takes through the word that shows you the difference. So, I mean, imagine how I was feeling, right, with the knowledge, the wisdom the Lord has already instilled in me a million times at me. Imagine how the devil had me. I mean, I was in his clutches. And, you know, I was afraid of that going, Lord, you know, but like you had said, the teacher's quiet during the exam. And, you know, God, I had to take control of my mind. I had to say, you know what, you're right. That's right. I believe God. And the second I switched to what I know, you know, I can know a lot, but if I don't believe and I don't walk that out, the second I came out of that, you know, it instantly changed because that's how it happens. But see, that's a personal choice. Like I was saying, there's incident and there's increase, and we can't have one or the other. These incidents are, you know, given to us for us to make choices to change things. And if we can't adapt to, you know, progressive living, things, you know, walking in the right directions, and how are we supposed to increase? So, I mean, you can't have an increase without incident. And like the breaking of the bread, I talk about it all the time. The Lord shared that with me this month. Systematically, it's all the same. Just like Jesus takes the bread, he takes our lives, and he blesses them. And then he breaks them. He breaks them down, constantly breaking us down out of who we are, what we think we know. Constantly, and then he increases us in wisdom, in love, in knowledge, in ability, in you know, spiritual gifts, in discernment, in, you know, enlightenment. So, but there does not come one without the other. We cannot be increased without being broken of who we think we are, or what we're doing. It's a constant process, and it's not the Last Supper, like, you know, some people might say that wasn't the last time Jesus, you know, maybe in the physical world. Like the woman you said, that was the child that passed. What we think is death, or what we think is not, but we don't know those things unless we have Jesus to teach us the difference. So, you know, I'm just hoping that through the show and through these blogs and through this whole thing, that people can really just get who Jesus is and take away the Lord from this and get that relationship with him and not rely on, like, what people think that Jesus is or has said or religion or, you know, I just really pray that God is using me and you and this program and this book coming out to really people can receive the grace and they can receive that because it's yours. It's for everyone. And,
yep.
you know.
And you
so.
Know, the great thing, Eric, is the fact that all the trials that we go through, there's so many people that say, why me? Why is this happening
right.
to me? And they've totally missed the point. And the fact that I have been through trials
mm-hmm.
enables me to be in condition. You know, you exercise
right.
weight-wise or you do jogging, running,
right.
yoga, Pilates, whatever the thing is, to get your physical body in shape. And sometimes
right.
it refreshes you mentally. But the fact is, spiritually, these trials
That's
help
right.
build us our residual spiritual strength. And so
That's right.
the trials that I have been a blessing to those in the future
Amen.
Because I've been able to learn and share it and be
and
there for
you.
Those others.
Yeah.
And
you
yeah,
don't,
yeah. And
you can't,
you're
going to
be better
those,
prepared to share with
life.
Others, too.
That's right. And that's what I'm saying. Turning my mess into my message. That's why we go through these things, you guys. God doesn't want you to suffer so you can sit there and suffer.
That's a great, that's such a great tagline, turning a mess into a message.
You're
it's
right.
awesome. That, what a,
it's,
that's really great.
That's what we do here, though. But our lives are a mess. They were since we were born. Okay? But the mess, the whole point of us living these messy lives is to turn them into our message just like Jesus did. And give the message of what it's really about. And to, you know, this is war. This isn't a joke. This isn't like we were
That's
played
correct.
Here. I don't understand how people can assume that there's no creator, that there's no point. We were just placed here. Why wouldn't we be acting like Hitler then? What's the point of life, you guys? Get real. This is a big deal, and we're in the middle of a war, and God is trying to condition you. He's trying to get you ready for the war front, for the battlefield here. And that's what these trials are ridiculous. Like, the worldly things of the battle are just the beginning. If you can't shape your mind and your body and put them in the back and get your spirit ready for war, when Jesus does return, it's going to be a sad, sad story for those that aren't prepared. God doesn't want you to not. You don't want to wait, guys. You don't want to wait until those times because it will be very hard for you at that point that you get with the program. You know, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I mean, if you are aware of things that are not seen and the real picture, you guys, you know, it's true, you know, and for those that believe in the Lord and have faith in him and who have been victorious of this war already, you know, and have that peace, you are given a blueprint in Revelation in the Gospels and things, you know, God has not withheld any information from us as human beings, you know, he's very honest, and he has always been, and he's always
yep,
judged.
Yep, that's totally true. Totally.
Yeah,
true.
He's always he's never been a secretive, like bam, like surprise. He's not interested. He's trying to equip you and prepare you so that way you're not like ants running around going, "What is this? I don't get it." God said, "Well, why not? I gave you the tools." He's saying, "Well, why not? I showed you there was an ant trap. The raid was sitting right in front of you. Why don't you listen?" Like, you know, it's like, God, I need a man. And he's like, well, you keep telling the one I've shown you that he's just a friend. You know, Joey showed me that. It was funny. But that's the thing is quit turning God's, you know, God's instruction and God's love for you away and pretending that it's not happening because you guys, it's happening. So the bigger picture, I read that, Lee. I don't know if you want to reread that. You can check it out. It's from August in the archives on my blog. But the bigger picture here is that we are not wardens or, you know, generals here for God. He doesn't need us for that. We are, you know, designed to make a difference in others' lives and to fulfill a plan that he specifically has laid out. So instead of dying while you're trying to live, you know, and slowly dying trying to live, just let go and let God show you what it feels like to pursue your purpose. And that takes education. It takes the word. And it takes humility and patience. So every day, guys, is a journey. Every single day.
They're not ready to trust on that level. They're not ready. Because, I mean, if you're hanging on the last branch.
Right.
You know, and you're
He will catch
God, you cry out to God and said, God, what do I do? I mean, you fell off the cliff. You hang onto this scrabbly looking piece of shrubbery, and you're dangling
right.
there, and God, what do you want? And he says, let go.
Exactly.
And
it was like me. It's
then
like,
some, most people say, is anybody else there? You know?
Who cares?
Because
like,
many don't want to take that level of trust. It's like
exactly.
I told someone the other day, I was at a hardware store, and I said, you know, I fell off a 50-foot ladder yesterday. And
oh, my gosh,
go,
wait.
You
my
did?
Episode's ending.